Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, welcome everybody to Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash chilling as we do on the time. What's going on, man? We got my man Wick on the line. Wick, what's happening?
What's going down? What's going down?
We chilling, we chilling, we chilling. Y'all know how we do it. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We relax.
Chilling,
we relax.
Chilling.
Inconspicuous by his absence as far as time tonight. So y'all know what that means. We can talk some shit tonight. we can talk as nasty as we want to tonight. We ain't got to worry about him talking about no Obamacare or nothing like that. We get it. Yeah, what's happening with everybody? Everybody bad, man.
Good.
This has been a motherfucking question, man. I don't know about y'all, but I work outside. And God damn it, boy, today was a rough one. That's someone talking?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, we go. Janine, what's going on with you? What's happening?
Nothing really, just a lot of shit with these kids, but other than that, I've been good.
Wick, what's been going on with you, man? What's going on in your world?
Shit, just working in this hot-ass weather, bruh.
I hear you, dog. You preaching to the choir. Damn, I'm already black. I can't afford to get... I'm going to be a shadow.
Man,
I'm gonna look just like a shadow. I can't afford to get too much blacker.
Shit, I keep getting dark. I ain't gonna be able to see my tattoos.
Oh man, I gave up on them. I'll let y'all see them in the winter. Shit, you can't see them motherfuckers now. They like, you really got tattoos on your arm? Shit, so I thought. You know, we ain't like Janine. You know, she all high yellow and shit. So.
She just get a nice little tan out there.
Yeah, she get tan. We get black than a motherfucker.
She get black as hell. She get tan.
First
you got the bikini
all,
lines yet?
No.
No bikini lines. Oh, you
no.
Let everything get tanned the right way, huh? So you want to walk around nice and naked?
No, because I get sunburned, so I can't do all that.
Damn.
Now, I'm going to tell you, some women look good with that tan. You know, you be like, damn, you know, they don't want black women being tan and all that. But you got some black women, that tan look good on them. They turn to that, like, little, what kind of color can I call it? Like a tangerine-like color. Right? Like
reddish orange.
Yeah, that dirty red. That's what I call them. I call them dirty red.
The dirty red.
Yeah, them dirty reds, boy. Like, go ahead on, dirty red. Shit, fuck it. I mean, hey, you know, that's how you do it. Because, like, you get that tan going, shit. Now, here's the thing. It looked kind of awkward when you take your top off and your titties are just real bright yellow. everything else is like this tan, this pretty tan color. Then you get these pale ass titties. You're like, well,
the two tones.
Dang, go new bathing for a minute. You know, go get the titties right.
Well, yeah, just neglect the pole titties.
We can't help it.
Not,
we got our bra and stuff and swimming suits.
You can't neglect the titties, though. The titties deserve a tan, too.
We can't be out there with our titties out at the kiddie pool with the kids.
You know what, Cass? We should open the pool just for the women so they can get the titties right. And the bottoms, because
right.
I've seen some bottoms messed up, too.
Hey,
you know,
Dolly,
you got the
Dolly, you see that bikini line, like, yeah, look at that old pale ass right there.
We need a new beach or something.
Man, would you go
I'll say up in the Sin City Beach?
Would you go to a new beach, dog? Would you go to a new beach?
I have to lay on my stomach, probably.
I ain't laying on my stomach. Fuck that.
Somebody see your ass up in the air.
Well, either that or I'm going to go ahead and hang a flag on my shit.
Look, dog,
everybody
I'm not laying
by saluting.
I'm not laying on my stomach because the wrong motherfucker might walk by. Now, you laying on your stomach, he talking about, hey, oh, no, you motherfucker, you.
Well, hell, you gotta check everything nowadays. We got Bruce's turning to Caitlin's and shit.
Oh, you should have been
on here. Then they had them two chicks on Facebook. Them motherfuckers looked just like dudes. I mean, women. I have to kill a motherfucker for that shit. Fucking with my gaydar. That's not right.
If you're on a new beach, though, I mean, shit, you can tell. I mean, hell, everybody naked, so you can see what's what.
Mm-hmm. When I retire, I'm going to go live in one of them new communities. You know they got housing communities where everybody can walk around. Yeah.
Everybody
walk around new in the neighborhood.
Now that's a hell of a retirement community.
You gotta think about it now, and I know y'all. I know I've been knocked for saying this phrase, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Y'all, you go there. You got titties hanging like slaves and shit. So I don't know if I really want to go there. I don't know if I want to go to a new, you know, nothing like that. Just, you know, just okay.
Well, everybody wasn't old. I mean, they were just like various ages. But when some of them still work. It was just in that area. You know, I would have to retire by the time I get over there because that looked like a nice, rich little area. You know, it was like over there. What was that? Like Massachusetts, Connecticut. It was somewhere over there.
Oh, I thought come on somewhere here.
No, it was like on the. That's why I said I wouldn't be. I haven't seen one here. But they were on like TV, and they talk about that they, you know, they allow people, if you buy your house there, that's what type of, you have to know that that's the type of community. Oh, and it's one in Florida. They showed the one in Florida, too. So if you want to live there, you just know that that's one of them type of communities, new communities. Everybody there not old. You just got to have the money to buy a house in that area.
Well, okay. You know what? Let me ask you something. I'm going to switch gears on something. I want to talk about social sites. Now, I was opposed with this question. Now, and I'm going to ask the ladies because, ladies, you got something out here to do it, some don't. Now, you know, we had our site going, and once again, it'll be back up real soon. But on our site, you know, our site was uncensored. So now, let's just say if you didn't, you know, if you had a guy, let's just say you had a guy, and let's just say you came on to CNCityRadioShow.com, and your guy was on there. Now, I mean, you know, our site is uncensored. You know, we get kind of wild on there. And let's just say he posted a couple of wild pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad at him?
Mm-mm. I mean, what, he's showing his dick or something?
Yeah, he got his dick out of everything. He got the whole
night. She said, wait a minute, let me ask some questions first.
I mean, if he okay, if, you know what? I know people, you know, people already think I'm crazy or whatever, but it don't be the fact that it's out there. I mean, just don't try to hide it. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't trying to add it, I'm putting my picture out here. Hell, I might have took the picture. You know what I'm saying? For you. I just want to make sure it looks good. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you putting that down there embarrassing yourself, okay?
Okay. So, I mean, you wouldn't have a problem with that one.
No. I mean, that's just like flattery. Like, if your woman put a picture out there and all these guys comment, oh, damn, you look good, whatever. I don't know. Some men might get mad. Some men might think that's, you know, flattering. Oh, you know, they know they can't have the woman. And, you know, it's like a flattery type thing. So if you put your picture out there, but I don't want you putting your picture, oh, girl, that ain't my man.
Okay. Well, now, Wick, let's ask you. Yo, you jump on the site. Yo, lady on there. She got them titties out. She got that motherfucking monkey showing. What do you say?
Don't show nobody that my monkey. Bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind showing somebody my monkey. You can show titties. It's all right on the titties. I can deal with the titties. But you ain't showing my monkey.
Oh,
yeah. That's just me. You know, that's my monkey.
So that's titties you can show. Just don't show the monkey.
But yeah, what you can't show my monkey.
What if it's Monkey Monday?
Monkey Monday, you better miss it. Go for Titty Tuesday.
This ain't no Monkey Monday.
No Monkey Monday. You want some Monkey Monday? You come in there and put that motherfucker in my face.
Okay, I can respect that. I mean, I can respect
that. How about
that.
You, Cass? How would you take it?
You know what, man? Honestly, I wouldn't get, like, okay, me being me and the site that we have, and if you got on there and you did that, I wouldn't be too mad at you. I wouldn't be mad at you, but, I mean, now, I do know motherfuckers use that message board, like, you know, that inbox is a motherfucker. Now, I ain't going to say I won't be like, let me see that inbox. You know, because if you inbox the motherfucker, let's be realistic. You didn't see some monkeys on that. You didn't hit that inbox. Damn, baby, that monkey fat. Well, yes, you do got some nice ones. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
My thing is, all right, if you just there to entertain, like I said, like our site was, and it was there to entertain, you know, I'm not going to get mad at that. Because, I mean, if you're just entertaining, I'm not getting mad. But now when you get to going a little bit farther and I'm checking the inbox and all that shit, and, you know, you, this motherfucker, you know, you like, well, damn. Hey, baby. Baby, that looks just like the motherfucker that's on the site. Why are you riding past here? Ain't he from motherfucking Texas? This motherfucker from Texas.
See, that's why I say the monkey. The monkey the one gonna make you travel.
Oh, goodness.
Too many people ain't gonna travel just for the titties.
Yeah, motherfucker, we travel for that monkey.
But that monkey, Motherfucker, no trouble for that monkey. That's why I say, you know, I think the monkey is just a little bit too much.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Motherfucker would travel for that monkey. I know motherfucker.
That's damn right.
Hey,
I've been seeing some pretty monkeys, too.
I know a motherfucker personally, and I'm not bullshitting. True story. He was talking to a chick. We was standing in gear. He was talking to a chick. She stayed in Milwaukee. No bullshit. She's like, you need to come down here. He like, when? She like, now. He like, man, I ain't finna drive. Now, it's like bullshit you not. It's like 11 o'clock at night. We drinking. We good and drunk. That motherfucker got that picture of that monkey on his phone. I said, where you going? That motherfucker said Milwaukee. And that motherfucker took that drive and went to Milwaukee. I'm like, damn, dude, you really went.
That monkey.
Monkey make you do strange things.
Man, the power of the monkey, boy, the power of the monkey.
I mean, but what do y'all expect? If she putting pictures out there, y'all don't expect people to comment?
It's not messages? See, that's not what Cass was saying. She's looking for that attention. She's checking the comments every time and stuff like that.
Well, you know what?
She's looking for shit.
But why would she check her messages?
That's why you don't put the monkey on there.
No, I'm not. Right. I mean, of course. I mean, my thing is, you know, you trying to hook up with the motherfuckers and, you know, this, that, and the other. And that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but man, you call, of course you're going to check your messages.
Yeah, anybody likes to get the attention.
Right.
I mean, you put your picture out there, don't nobody comment. You like, damn.
Right. Goddamn. Nobody likes this monkey. You got to take that motherfucker back and reshave it or something.
Okay.
You ain't getting not one like. God damn.
Now I'm mad. Damn, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, hey, old girl, to be slapping our thighs together get more likes than you.
Oh,
you sitting there?
I told you don't take the picture. Hey, I told you don't take the picture on that side anyway.
Now, some motherfuckers shouldn't put that motherfucker on there. All right, and I'm going to ask you, Wick. I'm going to say this. Me personally, I like tight lips. I like the lips that's tight. I don't like that motherfucking, I don't like them motherfuckers that look like.
Stingrays. But like stingrays, wings.
Yeah. But you know what I can't stand even worse? I can't stand them ones that look like chitlins.
Oh, no, not the chitlin ones.
Oh, them ones that look like chitlins.
And then motherfucker talking about, well, why you didn't don't go down? Bitch,
I'm going to tell you now, if your pussy look like chitlins, I'm not eating it.
What,
I don't
what
like
does
chitlins.
That look like? What does that look like?
The lips are like outies. You know, you got the inners and the outies.
Mm-hmm.
Like your shit been beat up since you was 10.
Like you done had a baby and then pushed the lips out. And it didn't push the lips all the way out. They never came back in.
Or that motherfucker hung from the motherfuckers on his way out.
So it's just open. They pussy lips just aren't closed. They just stay open.
They don't touch. They don't do nothing.
They don't touch each other.
Right.
Everybody's different, I guess.
I know.
Maybe
I understand
just that. Born different.
But I hate chitlins. And it just like make me think your pussy smell like chitlins. I'm just saying. I mean,
so what's the difference if they close lips?
Then you get to spread them. You can spread. You know, you apart them open. You know, you can. That's when you can play with it. Because it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if them motherfuckers just open like that, you just, I mean, you ain't even got to touch it. That motherfucker's already wide open.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you know what I hate,
Cass? Huh?
You know what I hate, though? You know, okay, I understand all natural, but still trim that motherfucker up.
Oh, not the wolf pussy. Not the wolf pussy.
How the wolf pussy with the little nappy, like little nappy hairs?
I'm going to tell you like this. Ladies, it's just a PSA to all the ladies. And I guess you can say to the fellas too, no homo. If you shit all gray down there, cut it, trim it, do something. Put some just for men on the motherfucker or some something. I mean, shit. I seen one gray pussy in my life, and it scared the shit out of me.
I mean, would y'all cut it?
What? Would I cut it?
My gray's out?
Yeah, I cut my gray out.
They ain't made it down there yet, but I keep my trim just in case they start coming down there.
I mean, my thing is this, man. We not living in the 70s no more. That bush shit didn't play it out.
I like the man to strip myself.
Well, I'm saying, would y'all let y'all woman cut the groom y'all down there? And would y'all do the same for y'all woman?
Do her, but depending on how our day went. She ain't
right.
Doing shit if we done had an argument.
Right. Yeah, the
this
fight.
Ain't this ain't how I spit on your grave, goddammit. Nah. Now, if it's one of them days that it's Valentine's and I bought you some good shit and you nice and happy, oh, yeah, you cut all day.
Yeah, we play there. Shit, you talking about some, I ain't come home last night, let me trim you. No.
Let me trim you up. You can lose a couple of inches. Oh, no, the fuck I can't. Crazy bitch. And that's messed up. You should, you know, because a gust of wind down there hurts. You have to be gentle with that tool. I trail my chick shit up.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Because I'm damn sure ain't going to let you walking around a bush. I'm picking shit out my teeth and shit. Like, goddamn.
Well, what I did it one time, I guess he got mad because he couldn't. He was trying to put his initials in there.
I didn't think of that.
That last letter didn't come out right, so.
Yeah, that would be me. God damn it. I can't get that Z for shit.
I told your ass don't move.
Right.
My man, I'm like, this is my pussy. This is not
He tried to erase. Like, wait a minute.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm scribbling. That shit didn't come out right. Hold on.
He trying to go back over it. Like, it's, motherfucker, this ain't, you didn't cut that part already.
He really was taking marking the territory out of the rim.
Yeah.
Least he wasn't spelling the whole name. I had to put my whole name. That's your point. Oops, my bad.
What is a Bushwick funky state dollar bill high stir?
Still got the all right.
He's like, God damn.
Hey, she better be glad I ain't put, you know how they do in Hollywood, put my hand print stuff.
Right, do it like in Hollywood. Got the handprint on that. You like, God damn. Okay, this is the Walk of Fame.
You say the Walk of Fame, huh?
Hell yeah. You go down there, put your hand down there. Wait, that ain't my hand.
That ain't my head. I saw them stuff somewhere.
This motherfucker got hands like Shaq. Hold on, right, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? It's Marlon.
Marlon, Marl, what's happening?
Hey.
Selena, what's up, baby?
What's up, Paul?
What it is?
Right.
Shit,
what's
man.
Going on?
Just say, hey, Marlon, would you let your girl trim you?
Trim
me? You would? Huh?
I don't know.
What? See,
I don't
you
know
ask?
About all that.
Okay, so lady, would you let your guy trim you down there?
Yeah, he have. Shit. He the one got to eat the shit. Why not?
Damn.
See, that's right there how she said it. That's why I wouldn't let her trim me. She said it like she had an attitude. Fuck around, slit your throat.
No,
I didn't say like I had an attitude.
Down,
I'm saying, why wouldn't I?
Would you let him carve your name in your hair?
Yeah. Put it, can he put his initials down there?
Yep.
That's what's
my
hair
grow back fast.
Oh.
Shit, nigga, ain't tell you. You be on that today.
He's going to brand that shit.
Hey, Wick, remember when we was little? Remember when we was little? I'd be like, your old man Ronnie used to be, go get the Clippers.
Go get the Wick.
Get the Clippers. Every 3 days, I'm probably get the Clippers.
Get the book.
Just
saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would y'all or no? Would you
pass? Look, like Rick said, I got to see what kind of mood you in.
It all depends on the mood.
The mood plays a big part in that. But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you like this, and this is just my personal opinion. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of a black woman cut big off. So, you know, I don't think black do that. Do y'all?
I don't know. It's a new age nowadays. They're doing all types of shit.
I don't think a true black woman would cut big off. These little young girls, they might try that. But, nah, ain't no real woman going to cut the dick out, especially if it's good.
Yeah, especially if it's good. She ain't
going to
cut the dog.
No,
I wouldn't cut the dick out.
All right, well, if it was good and he was sharing it with other people.
That's
inevitable. They do that anyway. What am I going to cut it off for?
Exactly.
That's for everybody.
You know what? Y'all need to go. Come on, man. Y'all need to go. I swear.
I'm going to call you the ones I know. Sorry.
Y'all like the greatest tag team of all time. I'm going to call y'all the Road Warriors. It's like, as soon as they get together, they just automatically tag team.
Yeah.
That
me?
I mean, that ain't no reason to cut nobody's dick off.
That's right.
I agree. I agree with John at 10. There's never no.
Well, then, what you getting? Then what you getting up in your high voice for? What part don't you agree?
I agree that you need to cut that volume down or whatever the hell you had to get out the wind. That's what I agree with.
You said what?
How you doing, Selena?
I'm all right. Highly favorite glass and all that other stuff. How you doing? You know. I'm
going
to
patent me a good idea. Fingerprint.
I can't hardly
hear y'all. Somebody
got
a draw
on me or
something.
Or
somebody outside.
You know what? That might be me. I'm at work. You go ahead and put me on mute.
Oh,
okay.
Mute
on. Molly out there doing some shit. He ain't got no business doing. Talking about he at work. Shit, that motherfucker just pulled up to motherfucking Snooty Fox.
And then you are muted. You know he can't respond.
I know. That's what I thought he said. Cause I already muted. He can't talk shit back. He can't say shit back. I'll give you a couple of minutes, Marley. Let me see. Marley, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm in a semi truck, so I know it's loud as hell.
Yeah. God damn. He's definitely at the Snooty Fox. He made his own personal Snooty Fox. Let's all get your ass in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, Marley, you a truck driver?
Yeah, I drive a semi truck and I drive a forklift and everything for the summer.
All right, man. I gotta ask you, Marley. I gotta ask. Okay, man. Well, what do they call them?
The lot lizards.
Marley, is it true? Is the myth true, or people just exaggerate?
It's some lot lizards out there.
Three of my cousins lot babies.
Yeah. So I'm okay, Marley.
They come tapping on your window.
So, I mean, they just like, okay, because I know a lot of times a lot of trucks sleep in their trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I know, of course, y'all got the doors locked or whatever. A lot of times y'all pull in y'all can keep the truck running I'm assuming y'all keep the truck running for the heat and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
So you can, 2 or 3 in the morning? I mean, have one ever approached you?
You know, some have, but you know, I if I'm gonna fuck up, I'm gonna fuck up, not fuck down.
Okay.
Some truck drivers put the little sign on their door to make sure they don't knock on their door, like not lizards, not welcome or something like that. They put little notes.
Really?
They put back a rooster.
Yeah. A do not disturb sign on the damn lot lizard gone with that bullshit.
Now, if one pull up looking like a Lear or some Vanessa Williams or shit like that, then it might be a different story, but that ain't going to happen.
Okay. I was just about to ask, do all of them, is it the myth? I mean, do you ever see something that you be like, God damn, okay, shit. Come on.
Not one. Not one. They damn crackheads, methamphetamine heads, heroin addicts.
Yeah.
Feet dirty.
Yeah, feet dirty as shit. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Man, oh, Lord, you know, because, you know, TV, like, you know, the movies, they have shit, Sarah Michelle Gellar to play one of the lot lizards.
Yeah, that's not how they make them look on TV.
Right, it's like, damn, that lot lizard look good.
They got them big
ones
out there.
Oh, whoa.
Do it still be people talking nasty on the TV? Because I know I used to do it when I worked at the Southern Company.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
There's something nasty on there. I learned a good buddy is not the way it used to be. Good buddy means gay shit now. I'm like, no.
Well, yeah, good buddy.
I'm right here.
Oh, shit.
I'm right here.
I used to be bored. Shit, work midnight. That's all I used to do, play on that JLCB. They used to be like, where you from?
No, they probably looking for your ass. And where you at?
That is crazy.
just trying to help y'all make it to y'all destination.
With a hoodie.
Right. We're going to pull it over. Hey, man, you 3 weeks late. God, man, shit, that lot lizard I had. God damn. Because I always wondered about that. I used to be like, damn, I mean, like I said, TV glamorized it. You know, you got motherfucker Angelina Jolie playing a lot lizard. You like, damn, okay. Fuck it.
First time I heard fucking lot lizard, that where my grandma told me to girl, her mama was shit with a lot
lizard. And your mama ain't shit but a lot lizard. Oh,
she was watching my girl and she kept getting smart with her. She said, I'm going to tell my mom. She said, when the last time you seen that lot lizard asshole, shut the fuck up and sit down, little girl. She said, my what's the lot lizard? She said, you shut the fuck up too and sit down. I said, I just want to know.
Wow.
Oh, shit. My grandmother said worse. Rest in peace, friends.
Hey, trust me. You already know I know shit. I know my grandmother.
Right.
My grandmother did say some shit. He like, God damn.
Yes, but she called me a flash bomb too. He was like, yeah, see, for here, y'all, that is real. Y'all need to
you
take y'all to the answer to school. That's it. Because Mary called me a little fat plum too. Skipping over there. Me and Boom.
Get the little fat ass off.
Bunny, her little fat ass friend.
God damn.
Oh, very well, no joke. I think we got on week two.
Well, at least you wasn't that little motherfucker.
That was my name for years.
That little ugly ass boy, that little motherfucker.
I can't stand that little ugly ass boy.
That was my name for years.
He just little ugly little motherfucker.
That's cause talking them lied about that damn window.
Nah, I was Montreal that lied about that window.
Somebody lied about that window. I was playing for that 2 years.
Yeah, she hated you. That little ugly short boy. She finally started liking you about, what, 2006, 2007? She said you was okay then. I can't hear you, dog. You're going in and out.
I said when the truth finally came out, about 2007.
Yeah, that's what they finally said. That's when Montrell finally admitted he broke the window. Wait a minute, Selena. I never knew you ever got caught skipping over there.
No, cheat ass fucking toad, Tatum. That bun Selena fat ass in there making all that noise. I'm like, oh my gosh. It'll never go to school.
Oh, speaking of which, don't shoot the messenger. He said you ain't calling back.
Who?
Cheetah. I'm just.
You ain't calling me.
He said he called.
I got
you.
Man, when I talk to Cheetah, I gotta have me a strong drink. God damn it.
Whoa.
That nigga's crazy. I'm gonna have to call my boy. She's crazy.
Yeah, he said she called me. I said I don't know.
Did he tell you what happened though? What did I say to him to make him do that shit that night?
Nah, and I really don't care to hear about it.
No, it wasn't nothing nasty or nothing. You know I'm stupid. I said, "She, why don't you walk me and old girl to the corner and be a gentleman?" He said, "What the fuck you just say?" And he started laughing. And my friend couldn't stop laughing. I said, "I hate you." Oh, shit, that was hilarious, silly ass. No gentleman ain't nowhere in his vocabulary.
Hell no, that's one thing he ain't. He could be anything from an alcoholic to a damn thug, but gentleman, nah, he not.
That's my boy, though, crazy ass.
I'm going to say, boy, y'all motherfuckers are some fools. But you know what, man? I was like, I said, we were sitting there earlier. I was at work. And motherfuckers, I seen a motherfucker. They had a thing today. They had a thing. And it was for Section 8. All right? It was for Section 8. They were trying to get their houses and stuff. And, okay, I understand that you get up early in the morning because, I mean, by the time I pulled up to work, all these motherfuckers was out here. And I'm like, okay, goddamn. But now, ladies, if you come in, I mean, regardless of, and I'm not, Lord knows, I'm not knocking nobody for Section 8 or anything. But if you come in to do some type of business, don't you feel like you should dress appropriately?
Amen.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just not going to take you serious when you got that bonnet and shit on your head.
Ooh, I hate that. The fuck you
know what call it, Cass? No, is that what they call them, little bonnets and shit? And you know, bonnet. You got people that, you know, these people got to get up. I mean, the people that work in my office, they get up. You know what I'm saying? They got to come to work. I mean, they come there. They looking presentable. They looking professional. And you got motherfuckers up in that motherfucker just with bonnets and shit, want to get attitudes. I'm looking at them like, man, I wouldn't let your ass in either. You be laughing. You got a motherfucking wife beat on, a bonnet, and some jogging pants. No, let me take that back. No jogging pants, pajama pants. And you talking about you want
pajama pants.
You talking about you want a crib. Now, me personally, this is my thought process. If I'm a manager, I'm looking at you like, shit, you don't even look like you're going to take care of our shit.
Exactly.
I mean, and, you know, motherfuckers get mad, but it's like, shit. You know, some people shouldn't. I just think, like, this is something important to you. I mean, you trying to get someplace to live. Shit, I would come that motherfucker. I'm not saying you got to wear an after five dress, but goddamn, come up there looking presentable.
Yeah, at least do your hair and put on some decent clothes.
Man, but you know what? Fucking... You can't drink before tea and bitches be stiffy. It's really
you said
sad.
What
be the I said, yeah, but you say drinks before tea and bitches be sharp as a tack.
Hell yeah. Really, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because I'm sitting there and I'm looking like, damn, man, you know. And, you know, and I got to give a shout out to the sister manager, Mia. She, you know what I'm saying? She had to deal with all that shit today because it was like, it was just hell on wheels. And it was just like, God damn. Motherfuckers was in that motherfucker just looking crazy. And then my thing is, okay, you outside. I do make. So I'm hearing these motherfuckers. They, that bitch. And, man, why don't you sit your ass down? Because just like I hear you, I'm pretty sure they can hear you too. But then you want to get in there talking about motherfuckers talking nasty to you. Well, hell, if I'm hearing you calling me all kind of bitches and motherfuckers, I talk nasty to your ass too as soon as you walk through the door. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
I just think motherfuckers should just have. I mean, you know, stop. You know, and then my thing is, I hear motherfuckers all talking about, you know, like we're scared of them. Yeah, that bitch was scared. She's scared. No, we're professional.
That's the last thing motherfuckers say. They're scared
yeah,
of me.
You know, because they may say some slick shit, you know, and we ignore it. You know, because I ignore a lot of shit that motherfuckers say. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, catch me after five and say that shit. See what the fuck happens.
Mm-hmm. Some people just ignorant. Those them goddamn cool, filthy king babies. They just dumb as hell.
What you call them? Wait a minute, hold up. What you call them?
She called them cool, filthy king babies. Oh, that I got to. Hey, that was all right. I got to use that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, that was off the top of your head, huh? That was pretty fucking good, I must say.
I guarantee I'm finna call him with somebody, your old cool Simple King head.
With the King Weird motherfucker.
Oh, hey, man, Cass. I'm just yo.
Now, you talk about ratchet ass chicks now. We be building stages and shit for weddings and stuff. This bitch got so much money, she riding an elephant, dude. But she dressed so bummy when she came up there to handle her bit. But the bitch got money. The dog looked better. The dog was dressed better than what she was. Her little dog. The dog had on some Gucci shit, dude, with a Gucci goddamn little bracelet thing on her neck. I can rob that little motherfucker.
Hey, I'm
over there on the
floor.
Like, come here, doggy. Come here.
Hey, wait, you took that home to your broad. Why I keep breaking out? I don't know. That's that new Gucci shit, baby.
That's that Gucci. I know it's real, though, baby.
That's that Gucci, baby.
That's that Gucci. Maybe you just can't handle that Gucci, girl. But that's too much money when you can ride an elephant. Come down the aisle and on the elephant.
Man, he gonna be shitting everywhere.
I'm glad we don't clean that shit up.
He gonna be. I don't know if I would want to ride an elephant.
I know that ain't sexy.
No, it's not. It's not really an elephant.
I mean, then she gonna smell like that motherfucker because elephants kind of stink.
Exactly. Ain't no kind to it.
The
motherfuckers do stink.
It's like African.
Really?
Whoa.
I said that out loud. I'm sorry.
Let me make this Sin City PSA. The words of Selena are her own words, not the words of Sin City Radio.
And it's okay, a PSA. And it's a PSSA. Public service Selena announcement. I don't give a fuck. I work with them every day.
And then I feel you. I can't. You know what? I really can't stand them motherfuckers because they all up here in Minnesota. And them motherfuckers
and
are so got. Them motherfuckers are so rude, dude.
They if they I wouldn't mind them, but the ones I work with lazy as fuck and they stink. Oh fuck them.
Smell. Hey, don't they smell like an old ass gyro? That's what they smell like to me.
We're uncensored. Anything goes on the show, but y'all some dirty motherfuckers.
Now, they some dirty motherfuckers.
They're some dirty motherfuckers. You in America, use soap and goddamn cologne.
Exactly. Now, soap and bleach.
Oh, my
motherfuckers need some bleach.
Thank you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I really went there. I mean, it's Sin City. Anything goes, but goddamn, y'all really went there.
Stinking ass, that cheeky one.
You know them motherfuckers stink. But the other day I did see some American ones, man. They was bumping, they had this truck, they bumping that goddamn African music loud as hell. Dude jumped out with his little whatever kind of dress thing they be wearing with some Jordans on.
Hey, it was one dude I met up here. He's African. And he fucked around and married a girl from Gary.
Did he kill her?
He said she was cool here in Indy. But when he got her back to Gary, he said, oh, I was every black motherfucking bitch ass nigga. Man, I was dying. I said, yeah, she from the D.
You said you was a bitch ass nigga.
Man, that's hilarious.
You know what he said? She was cool. She was cool at first.
We got to have her. Yeah, I was gonna be kind of bitch ass nigga.
And I was dying. I said, hell no.
Man,
oh shit.
And probably dropped his ass off at the lady.
Right.
No.
Dirty ass motherfucker. But you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you like this. You motherfuckers are trying to marry these women just to stay in this motherfucking country. That's what your ass get.
Yep. I wouldn't marry one of them motherfuckers.
I got two cousins that did that shit. I got two cousins. For the life of me, I'm like, how the fuck did this bitch get a damn Benz? I'm like, a Benz? Wait a minute, man. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't knock nobody's hustle. And I'm like, motherfucker, you can't even add 2 + 2. How the fuck did you get a Benz? You don't
y'all see that? Did y'all see the TV show where they had it on there with them motherfuckers coming over from other countries marrying people?
No, that's how they get it.
Yeah, they made a TV show about it and showing their lives, like, because you know they only get 3 months over here, and they have to get married. That's the only amount of time they get.
That's all they need, fuck yeah.
Okay, so now I guess my question is, where the fuck is all this money coming from? Where the fuck is they getting all this money from?
Because they, you know, they work a lot, and then you know what? My girl married one of them, and that African man had her thinking that he had some money. Guess what she got now? A bitch-ass nigga. He was on an African with a shop and cars and shit, you know, fooling her gold-digging ass. Now she had 3 of his little funny-looking kids. He ain't got no money. They both broke as hell, looking stupid. She said, girl, as soon as I marry him, 2 months later, you know, he lost everything. He just want to smoke weed and do shit. I said, yeah, you can stay with me for that.
I've been the man that cut that motherfucker.
You just brought him over.
You said, I'm in America now.
Got him. Hey, he laughing
and
like a motherfucker.
And you made him put three of them things in you. Ugh. That shit crazy. Mm-mm. They look just like him. Look just like him. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Molly, well, yeah, Molly, you still driving?
Yeah, I'm still driving, yep.
That nigga
Molly.
I'm gonna give me a CB just so I can fuck with y'all.
Oh, shit.
Don't be having that man crash.
You know what? Hey, Molly, old lady, gonna fuck around and be right in the passenger seat. I'm right here.
I got this.
And you know what you're gonna say? That's all right. We can work around that too.
Yeah. So,
Marley old lady don't play that shit. Marley old lady already told me. Marley had to go outside and talk on the phone. Hey, y'all, hold the noise down. You tell us to hold the noise down. Hold the noise down.
Put the pop back on it.
God damn. Y'all been talking about that. Marley, you hear them talking about the Africans, man?
Yeah, I heard about it. Hey, you know, we ain't got in, well, it's some Africans in Cleveland, but not where I'm at. It's mainly Mexicans where I'm at.
They all around this mother. We got everything in Minnesota.
Okay, now Indianapolis does have that shit, Africans. But now I could just picture these Africans going to Gary like that. They'd be like, "What in the fuck? We went to the motherfucking city."
They fuck around, think they're in another foreign country.
They feel like they're from pure black descent. Well, we're tainted.
Yeah,
we're tainted in America with white people.
I'll take tainted over mercy any day.
And you know what? I'm kind of glad about that shit.
Because my thing is this. I mean, hell, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of my ancestors down the line that probably had a white man, but shit, I think our genes are just too dominant, because shit, ain't a light-skinned motherfucker in my bunch.
Stop it.
Hey, the lady.
We got Africans and Haitians and shit all in my family. We got some of everything.
But as the lady, hey, you just see my family. The only motherfucking light skin is it took one of my aunties to marry a Mexican. And them motherfuckers, them the only two light skinned motherfuckers in the family.
Then that the yellow.
Who the fuck you think I'm talking about? Her and her
mom.
Ain't nobody else yellow. Shit. Hell, they daddy was Mexican.
Bunny Ace was.
Well, they daddy had green eyes, so shit. He had a lot of white in him, but shit, the rest of us, shit, we like midnight.
Yeah. My sister high yellow.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, compared to a lot of them motherfuckers, I got a great grade of hair. A couple motherfuckers my father, you be like, God damn. How about you just go get a haircut? I did. Wow.
That's so fucked up. That is so fucked up, Cass.
You need a bald fade. Hey, the barber like, God damn. Just cut it. That motherfucker, you talking about a bunch of little fish on the motherfucker's head.
That's how my little baby is. But after 4 days, I'd be like, God damn. What? I did, man. I'd be like, shit. It's a blessed soil on your ass.
I'm serious, man. We got some bad hair in my family. Man, I mean, it ain't just the motherfucking. It's the face you have too.
Well, you know that's a damn shame.
Come on now, you think that? All right, we gotta meet you again, Marla. Dang it. You just seen Killer Malahawk on his days,
man.
Like, and put a pick or something in that motherfucker. God damn.
That would be having about two niggas in that little beard.
Right.
Where folks go? Why are you?
Right. See, like, God damn. All right, let me ask y'all. Receding hairlines. I mean, we getting to that age. We getting to that age where we getting them now. I mean, can you be with a motherfucker that's rocking that George Jefferson?
I'm gonna shave that shit off.
No, seriously, no. Without shaving it off, can you be with a motherfucker?
Yeah. In the house, I could be with him in the crib.
No, you know what I mean, motherfucker. No, ain't no putting no hats on and all that shit, motherfucker. If I want to go
like,
out, I'm going out.
What is credit score in?
Whoa.
400.
She said,
negative, hell no.
Okay. We give them 650.
Nope.
That's fucked up. So what about you, Janine? Can you rock the George Jefferson?
No. Mm-mm.
So can't nobody win. So he either got to go bald or what? I mean, because
he could at least cut it down real low. I mean, it ain't that you ain't have to be bald, but you ain't about to have no little afro with the receding hairline. You just
looking like Jamie Foxx from Ali.
Hell no. You ain't no choice. I'll roast the fuck out of here, man. Get your ass out of here. Mm-mm. Hell, man. That's ugly.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, back in the day, motherfuckers used to rock that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Back in your day.
So, not when nobody rocking that, huh?
What? He was a comedian.
Would you rock it if a woman get one like that?
Why would a woman have a George Jefferson?
Women do that. They hear do song out at the top. And they had that little ring around their
Okay, or I understand
walk,
that.
Or we walk around with patches of hair. So we got patches of hair in different places.
There go patches.
You know what? You can have your patches of hair in different places, right up under that wig.
Exactly. What if she just want to? What if it gets too hot and she taking off that car like that?
I kill you dead. And we driving around and you pass that motherfucker up, I kill you dead.
Cause I know I'm quick to take my shit out right in the middle of traffic.
Look at like fire Marshall
Beam. Right. Oh Lord. Oh. I will be.
Let me tell you
something.
I think I brought this up before about I had an encounter like that where, you know, me and I spent the night with a female spent the night with me, and you know, we were kicking it, and I mean, everything was going fine. We did what we did, and we had fun. You know, we went to sleep. It was wintertime. My room had hella heat in it. It was, my room did get hot. And, you know, we had been drinking. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to lie to you, we drunk a lot. So, you know how you sleep, but you're not asleep. And I seen her pull at her hair, you know, and she pulled her wig off. I mean, she pulled her wig off, and she just threw it on the ground. Now, I actually see the wig. Like I said, I was drunk. I was fucked up. You know, but I seen her pull at something, but, you know, I closed my eyes. I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck she just did, but I'm going to bed. I'm asleep. So I wake up the next morning, and I open my eyes, and all I see is this big-ass braid going down the middle of this motherfucker's head.
A what going down the middle?
A braid. So I'm like, you know, I open my eyes, and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with our head? You know, I don't know how y'all do y'all hair when y'all put wigs on.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, what
do
you mean,
like,
a braid? Did she have hair on the side?
Yeah, and it was like three braids. One braid on one side, one braid on one side, and this big, thick, gigantic braid down the middle. I guess that's where the most of her hair was at.
Mm.
So, you know, I open my eyes, I'm, what the fuck? Who the fuck? You know, because I'm like, this don't look like the motherfucker I went to bed with. So now I'm looking and I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I tap her. You know, I tap her on the shoulder. She kind of shrugged, you know, like, leave me alone shrug. I tap her again. I said, hey. She said, So you know where you at? She opened her eyes. She said, oh, I did not mean to spend the night. I said, I ain't tripping about you spending the night. It's cool, you know. But I said, you must really feel comfortable around me. And she's like, what? And I said, you must really feel comfortable around me. And she like, why the fuck? And as she's saying why the fuck, she's looking down because I guess she's like, okay, let me get dressed. And she noticed that her wig is on the floor. This motherfucker grabbed her head. That motherfucker probably got up out of there and like, that motherfucker, it probably took her 30 seconds to get dressed and put that wig back on. And that motherfucker ran out the door and was like, I never want to talk. Like, you know, she was so embarrassed, she's like, please don't call me no more. Now, how was I wrong?
She told you don't call me no more?
Yes. It wasn't like she was just like, man, like, I called her. Like, you know, I called her to make sure she got home. She's like, just, you know, we cool. I'm straight. I'm good. And I'm like, was it something I did? She like, no. Nah. And later on, she told me she was so embarrassed that she couldn't face me again.
Oh, Lord, for three fucking braids, girl. Shut up.
Yeah, but
those braids. I know, right?
This
you
could have
got
like,
your bitch on top. I'm going to get you, sucker. So you came out
like these was some buckwheat braids, though. This is like buckwheat. This shit, I'm like, damn, when the last time you had a perm?
Oh, that is, oh, no, you one of them guys, okay. I'm learning more and more about you. You ain't shit.
You just figured that out? I could have told you that.
This nigga, boy.
What did I do? No, I had no problem with it. It shocked me. You know, damn, some shit you got to ease into. I'd have hit it again, that boy.
No, she kept the wig on.
She had to put that up the fucking wig. I don't
know. That's yeah, you got it.
Yeah, no. I just fucking feel so sideways.
You better get one of them little rubber band things like they put on them the birthday hats so that motherfucker don't pop off.
No, now, some people, you know. I mean, some people look right with natural. Some people look right, and I mean, some people just look like, come on, man. If you take care of it. You do it right, fine. But if you just all out there, you know,
I'm sorry. You ain't gonna be looking like no goddamn buckwheat.
And that's what it looked like, dog. It looked like buckwheat. You know, when she left, she was like, I'm like, you cool? She like, yeah, I'm cool. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, that's
fucked up. Okay, Selena, I'm wrong for that.
I ain't gonna say no. I mean, she was the one in there. I wish you would have said something. Me, I would have like, I don't give a fuck your ass off. You can't unsuck these toes, though, nigga. I dare you feel so fucking nice.
Man.
Straight up. I can't be taking the wig off in front of people. I don't care if I would have been sweating and drenched the whole motherfucker bed.
Right. It wasn't
from
secure. That
wig.
Yeah.
Now, later on when we talk, I mean, later on, like, probably like 2-3 years down the line, she was like, and I asked, I said, what? She said she thought she was at home. You know, and like I said, we did drink a lot. She said, I thought I was at home. She said, don't ask me why. She said, I seen you. She said, but I thought I was at home. And she was like, she said she thought she was in her own bed. And she said that she was like, okay, you know, if she ever in her bed and she fall asleep with a wig on, shit, she just snatched it off. And I guess
I mean, I had a several situations to that, but it totally didn't go that way. Shit.
What happened?
No, not telling on for like even. I mean,
then why you bring it up then?
Well, how you bring it up for?
But you know, man didn't come out.
Just like a goddamn
like,
nigga, boy.
Yeah, but you know, shit. I mean, I don't embarrass easy for one, so I guess that's why I want shit new for love like that.
Well, I mean, okay. So what you we? I mean, you know, like I mean, I didn't have sex with motherfuckers when they had their wig on, and they'll tell you quick now. Hey, you pull it too hard. You pull it too hard. Okay, I can respect that. I let it go. I mean,
yeah.
My thing is this. I'm okay. Now this is one thing I am about. I can accept it, but I really don't like it. go to sleep. If, let me see. Look the same way in the morning. I mean, okay, and I gotta ask, what the fuck? I mean, okay, you had some good dick. You didn't have some good dick. You didn't got the shit fucked out of you. You laying in a puddle. I mean, you didn't came everywhere. I mean, you didn't came squirted and every damn thing. At what time in the morning do you motherfuckers get up to go wrap y'all hair, jump in the shower, and change clothes? Really? Because I, man, that shit amazes me.
That's a good question, Cass. That's a good ass question.
I wake up butt booty ass naked. You got your hair wrapped. You got on a wife beater. You ain't got on shit you had on the night before. Because when we went to sleep, you was just as naked as I was. Now, what time do you motherfuckers get up and do all this dressing?
When your ass snoring.
Oh, why? Okay, well, I guess the second question is, why do you do all that?
I mean, because we've been sitting there, you was snoring for hours. We put your ass to sleep. We got dressed. I'm just talking shit. I'm over here half.
I'm serious, though. I'm okay, Janine. Do you do it?
Nah. Mm-mm.
Like,
my cum be nice and warm. Okay. I sleep so well.
I don't sleep. Honestly, I don't be spending the night nowhere. I'm not too quick to spend the night out nowhere. You know,
I mean, even if I'm at home, I don't usually spend night at other people's houses anyway. I'm the type I get up and leave in the middle of the night.
Right.
You won't see me at your place in the morning.
Right. Yeah, my being too much. I'm honest. That's for real.
And that's my thing. I'm like, okay. I mean, because I didn't woke up. Motherfuckers, I mean, this is my mind frame. I'm going to wake up and get me some more of this pussy. Then I'm getting ready to leave. You know what I'm saying? I wake up, you fully dressed. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what the fuck you got on your head? Why does that bonnet on your head? Okay, I'm gone. Bye. I want you the way that we fell asleep. We fell asleep butt booty ass naked. When I wake up, I want you butt booty ass naked.
That's because you probably didn't slept for, 12 hours, and we just slept, got up, and did all kinds of shit.
No. Motherfuckers, I mean, granted, I mean, it could be 6 in the morning. I mean, it could be sunrise. The sun that woke you up. Motherfucker, so my thing is this. All right, let's just say we doing a club thing. We come from the club. It's like, let's just say, by the time we leave the club and get home, to whatever destination we get into, it's about 3 in the morning. And let's just say on a good night, I'm full of that oil, you full of that shit. So we might go 45 minutes to an hour. We going tough. We going good. And then we fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? You fall asleep too. I fall asleep. You fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's daybreak. So let's say we gonna say daybreak is at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are you dressed? Bonnet on your head, scarf all over your head. When the fuck did you wake up?
Well, one thing, because if somebody used to getting up. Then we got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a form of habit. Because I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm just honestly giving you a few scenarios as to why.
Shit. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's a mystery, but I say form of habit.
Man,
you always up doing something, so it don't matter how good we fuck. I mean, shit, it is what it is. We did. We slept. Cause I don't need 8 hours of sleep. If I got a good 5 or 6 hours, I'm good.
I understand, but see, that's okay. Now, like I'm saying, we probably didn't go to sleep till 4:35 o'clock. I probably got an hour in. You know what I'm saying? It's like 6:39. I probably got an hour and a half in. You up with the damn vacuum cleaner. What the fuck are you doing? Shut your ass. I'm refreshed now. I'm ready for my second round.
Well, maybe she's thinking, he fucked the shit out of me. I hope you don't think he's finna get up and keep fucking me. He can go home. I mean, I'm just telling you, scenario, what do you want to
say? Okay, wait. So now, women do think like that. Women always talk shit. Well, if it's dick good, I could take it all night. So now, you do have women be like, fuck that, this nigga done fucked the shit out of me. I ain't fucking him no more.
Not no more, but I mean,
but no more that night.
We got enough. It ain't like we couldn't handle it. We got enough. And you ain't finna be pounding nobody's shit out of whack.
Sound like couldn't handle it to me.
Right. I mean, I'm saying, sound like you can't handle it to me.
I just don't want to see your face in the morning. You have to get the hell out of here.
Well, damn.
I was trying to be nice.
I was trying to be nice.
Here's the thing. You didn't let me spend the night, so you going to see my face in the morning.
Okay, but as soon as you get up, maybe this bonnet will throw your ass off to go home. Shit.
You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, I've had that happen to me once in my life. I've had it happen, and man, I had to clutch my pearls. I felt like Eddie Murphy on Boomerang. That motherfucker woke me up like, shit, hey, what you finna do? I'm finna go to the club. I said, you finna go what? Go to the club. What you finna do?
Whoa.
You said what?
I'm sorry. What's wrong with my fucking?
I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm looking like, really? And, you know, I'm like, damn, I thought I did a good job. That woman told me you did a great job. But now she did tell me, she said, oh, you can stay here, but I'm for the go. She said, you can stay here when I get back, you know, but, I mean, you can stay here till I get back. But I'm finna go to the club. Man, I went right to that club with her. Well, not with her, but I went to the club. I mean, because we both frequent that club. So it wasn't like, you know, this wasn't no place like, oh, damn, he here. Because, nah, I mean, that's what me and her met at, in that club.
Mm-hmm.
For y'all that don't know, the hole in the wall. I love that motherfucker.
Oh, that was the spot.
That was my spot. I didn't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. That was my spot. Now, my thing was this. You know, and I walked in there, and that motherfucker looked at me like, hey. So, I mean, like, we supposed to hook up again. Man, I was so offended. I was like, bitch, don't touch me.
So what you going up there for then?
Shit, fuck it. Hell, I had nothing else to do.
To do with her?
I mean, what you offended for?
Man, you don't touch me like that and tell me the guy what happened. What happened?
You got your nerve to put me out.
Yeah, there you go, Wick. That's hell of a gear, Wick. You got your motherfucking nerve, bitch. Put me out. Shit.
Put me out, bitch. I'll put you out. Fucking man. Shit is that? I done gave you this good ass dick.
I
can stay here.
I walked out with my shoes in my hand. Fuck you. I ain't even putting my shoes on in here. I've been kicked out of better places.
Hey, I bet your ass won't get no more of this shit, bitch. Nah. How about that?
I ain't gonna lie, Wick.
Motherfuckers was mad.
Let egos out.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick.
Getting the hell out.
Hey, Wick, I ain't gonna lie. I gave him some more that next week, but I made sure I didn't.
But you made him wait a week though.
Yeah,
that's what's up. You held your ground. You held your ground, my nigga.
No, he didn't.
You held your ground, my nigga. Fuck that shit.
Hell yeah.
You made her wait.
Stop lying.
No, I ain't lying.
Did she make you leave the second time?
She didn't have to. I'm like, I'm out of this bitch.
Did she call you with the name?
That's
the only reason he probably went back. Leave on my own.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Well, they say I'm leaving on my own incontinence. I'm not staying here.
Tell me this. Did she call you anytime that week you was making her wait?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
How the hell did you make her wait?
That's it. I ain't gonna lie, she did. She didn't, but goddamn it. Hey, she got that one day she did. I was like, I'm on my way.
You held your own, fam. You held your own, fam.
Damn right. Well, you said, I was scared of the motherfucker, but I held my own. I held my own.
Fuck that.
Yes, yeah, I was like, damn, man. I mean, but think about it. I mean, you know, you pride yourself on being who you are. I mean, I think, ladies, I think y'all do, too. I mean, shit.
I'd have got offended too, Cass.
I mean, my thing is this. That's just like, okay, Selena, love you to death. But that boy would fuck around and kill for you. Because he hooked, and I know this. So, I mean, you got to have something that's making that boy say, you know, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, really? So how did wait. How did damn conversation get pointed even?
No, I wasn't about to say. I wasn't just you. No, that was a compliment, Selena. Damn, take the compliment.
No, see, I missed it. I thought we were still talking about the girl. Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this motherfucker, he hooked. He don't want nobody else touching that.
Oh yeah, shit.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, just imagine a motherfucker that you, because that means you do what you do oh so well, right?
Yeah, 17 years.
Right now, just imagine. I mean, you feel like that, Janine. You too. You know
what you mean?
You got.
I was like,
no, I'm saying
what.
You do what you do oh so well too. I mean, you had this motherfucker. You have the ex-husband doing crazy shit. He doing shit he wouldn't even normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, so you both know that y'all got skills, right? Without a shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now here y'all is. Y'all put y'all skills down. Y'all put y'all motherfucking shit down to the fullest. And you know, y'all know for a fact that y'all put it down. Y'all know that motherfucker. Y'all know what y'all did to that motherfucker. And this motherfucker say, all right, see you later. Jump up and go to the club? No, bitch, you lost your mind.
Oh, shit.
And then to make it even worse, she said, going to the club. What the fuck you need to go to the club for? Ain't you tired?
Don't you see me? I done woke up now. Look, it's woke. I'm the only motherfucker wrong. All right, fuck it. Yeah, motherfuckers kill me. I felt like Kendrick Lamar. You know you want this, bitch. Shit. Good plan.
Oh, goodness.
Hey. And then my thing is, when I got to the club, is, hey, babe. Hey, babe. I ain't your motherfucking babe, bitch. If I was your babe, we'd be going on round two right now.
Oh, he had much of your ass. He said that to me. Bitch, who's your baby? Who is my baby? It's because...
Whatever. Shit.
I don't think people get hooked by me.
I don't think it's just my fit. They got a way to fucking hook.
You said what?
I don't think it's just my sex they got the motherfuckers going crazy. I know it ain't, because I'm lazy as hell.
probably back in my younger days.
Molly, you hear this shit? You hear this shit,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I
hear that shit. I had to put you on mute because you make a lot of noise. So, well, I had to bring you back here before we got up out of here. Molly, what you think about this bullshit?
Hey, I feel you. I had one do the same thing to me. I put the shit down, it's done for the night, you know? And her ass getting right back up, she out in the prowl again. Like, what kind of shit is this?
Yeah. I mean, why is that so unusual for y'all? That's strange.
Man, that ain't nothing.
I don't know. When somebody put it down good on me, I'm going to sleep for the rest of the day.
And see, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, Mark. I pride myself on being able to fucking sleep. I didn't change many a motherfucker, but I'm finna go to the club. Not after this dick, you ain't.
Yeah.
And this bitch said, shit, I'm still going. Wait a minute, ho.
Why you doing? Okay, you did it. You said, you tried it.
Oh, Lord. Just saying, man. Some shit, y'all motherfuckers, that shit wasn't cool, man. That shit wasn't cool.
Predictable.
All right, what's more predictable about that?
Because, I mean, you just confirmed it. So that's pretty much how y'all feel. After sex, like, I mean, we got to go to sleep, and we're supposed to be knocked out like y'all.
Sometimes after we have sex, we're so excited and hyper afterwards, we can't go to sleep. So sometimes that sex has a different, it's different for us. Just like, it's the same as if I suck your dick until you come and you come in my mouth. Sometimes that don't make y'all
crazy.
Sometimes that rejuvenates y'all and gets y'all
in. Hell yeah. I can run a motherfucking mile on the treadmill full of speed. God damn it. Hell yes, yeah. Because you got me talking about, shit, it's a wrap, man.
So it's a difference.
Hey, especially with a motherfucker, they go out and you be like, stop.
When y'all squirm and try not to come. Oh,
damn,
that's so
serious. You
feet be holding.
Feet throwing up, got arthritis in your feet. Hell yeah. Feet, what they say, feet throwing up gang signs and shit. You like, feet just start throwing up these gang signs. I don't know if I'm a cripple or blood, vice or the folk. God damn it. I don't know if I'm Steve Walker, the Pyru of Love. Shit, God, this motherfucker been through so many goddamn signs. He don't know what he is.
Oh, goodness.
That's my side.
Nah, when you got him speaking that tick, like, speaking in different tongues.
Hell yeah. He can say, Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm gonna tell y'all. You know you're a good motherfucker dick sucker when you be talking about you be sucking this dick and you be like, is it good? And he be like, yes. When he asks you like you his school teacher, you know you're doing your job. Yes.
That's retarded, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Hey, motherfucker, get down to you. You talk about yes. Yes. You know you did.
And don't be stingy. After you get through sucking it, get right on top.
Well, now, Molly. Now, I had a guy, my guy Marcus. Shout out to my guy Marcus. He say, "Man, don't you touch me after you out of cave." She say, "My dick be tender." That motherfucker had me. I said, "Your dick what?" He said, "Man, my dick be tender. Don't touch me." That motherfucker, man, I feel all kind of emotions when you touch that motherfucker. I'm not sure. His shit be
tender. That be the best part. That be the
right.
best part. Still sucking on
yeah.
y'all and
came. Dude, mm-hmm. after you came, hey, you ever had a motherfucker? All right, fellas. Hey, you ever had a motherfucker suck your dick after you done came?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Hey, you never like
he
it.
He said it just like it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Man, you talk about, man, you be like, God, let it, man, you be ready to cuss a motherfucker out. That's the best, worst feeling in your life.
Man.
It feels so good, but it's so intense. You be like, let it go, bitch. Let it go. You know what you're doing, bitch. You know what you're doing. Motherfuckers be talking about, I done sucked this dick and he came in my mouth and I ain't still ain't getting no rent money. See, you fucked up. You supposed to suck this mm-hmm. after he came. That's when you asked for the rent money.
Mm-hmm. And he gonna be like, here you go.
Here it is. That motherfucker weak, man. Every muscle in his body done tensed up. He can't move.
You got $85. It's in the top drawer. It's in the top drawer.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh no.
Listen, Molly. Molly better go get him a lot, Lizard. Fuck it. Come on.
Man.
Hey, he gonna send me a message. Fuck it with you, Cass. I'm fucking around this lot lizard. God damn it.
Your damn lot lizard and mess around and catch a damn Ebola or something.
Oh, hey. We look at Marley just took a picture of him. He got Ebola. What the hell?
Yeah.
Man, he get Ebola for a Marley. Fucking with Tim City, them damn lot lizards. All right, dude. We got the fuck out of here. Man, y'all motherfuckers is off the chain, boy. Later. Where you at, baby?
Hello.
You ain't
great
last word.
Good show. Very fun tonight. See y'all next week.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Molly Maul, you got any last words for us before you hit the block lizard?
Good show, and I'll be waiting for Janine to get a CB and start calling us on Simpkins Steel Radio.
Just give me the channel.
All
right. Y'all niggas is horrible. Horrible, I tell you. Oh, where Wick go? Wick, you still here?
I'm still here. Great show as usual. I'll catch y'all next week.
That's what's up. What's up? Last but not least, Janine, baby, what you got for us?
It was a great show. I had lots of fun. Like always, lots of laughs. And I will definitely be here next week.
That's what's up. Man. Oh, shout out to my girl, Livingstone. I see her. She listening, y'all. See it. I don't know if she at work or what's going on, but goddamn Marley, shit.
Oh, yeah, Beth.
All right, y'all, we gonna get up out of here. Oh, boy, this has been a fun show. I must admit, we had fun. All right, y'all. Same bad time, same bad chime. We up out of here. Sin City Radio, baby. We out.